Philippines, number one tech news podcast in the Philippines. Here's your host, Jack of Jack Talks Tech.
What's up, everyone? My name is Jack, and welcome to yet another episode of Jack Talks Tech. Whether you're listening to the podcast via Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your favorite podcast, thank you. I appreciate it very much. We are still recording live from the studio. Apartment here in Lucena City. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Season 3, Episode 1 of Jack Talks Tech. And what a better way to start the season by having siya lang naman yung composer and producer nung background music ko nung Season 2. Ladies and gentlemen, I do have here, she's an artist, a business owner, a martial artist, a beauty queen, a chef, a dog lover, Dean's Lister, musician, music producer, wakeboarder, rollerblader, scuba diver, parkourista din, rockstar, pianist, drummer, guitarist, and most importantly, she's an enigma. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for DJ Jennifer Lee.
Hello! Everyone, hi Jack, hi sa ating mga viewers. Grabe naman yung
function niya. Tama ba? May kulang ba? Dun sa mga sinabi ko.
You got it all right. Thank you
for having me. Thank you. Now, kasi feeling ko, kung kukumpletuhin ko yung mga accolades ni Miss Jennifer Lee, kulang yung 30 minutes na inalat niya para sa akin. So, yun na lang muna. Okay, speaking of that, Jen, I invited you originally to be part of Season 2, Episode 1. Kasi gusto ko talaga, ikaw yung Episode 1 eh. And then,
wow.
Yes, and then nakita kita na nag-live stream sa isang podcast. So, doon ako nagkaroon ng, alam mo yun, ng lakas ng loob para i-invite ka. You yourself is a content creator. Why did you start creating your YouTube channel first? Yeah, start tayo sa YouTube.
Yung YouTube channel ko naman, it's before it was dedicated to showcase mga DJ highlights of events, and it's more of a marketing tool for me. So I'd post mga videos of events there, or I'd post my music there. Hindi siya actually vlog yet at that time. Pero nung nag-start yung pandemic last year, I tried. I tried vlogging. But kasi unlike my other friends, the vloggers, since my lolo lives with me here, I'm stuck at home. So very limited yung content ideas, and I decided also to focus on taking care of my family, my lolo, especially my lolo and my mom. So medyo na set aside na yung vlogging, but I do have several na naka-upload
yun.
I tried.
Kasi even before we became friends on Facebook, I'm already a subscriber because I'm a big fan of your DJ career.
Oh, wow, thank you.
So, what made you decide naman to become a DJ?
I love music. I was musically inclined. I took up piano lessons when I was 6 years old. And then when I was in high school, I got into a all-girl rock band. And my sister, si Jiki, vocalist. And ako naman, guitarist naman ako when I was in high school. Diba? Parang di bagay naman. metal rock.
Rock metal pa. What's your favorite rock band at the time?
before, I was in love with Metallica. I would try
nice.
To learn. I'd learn yung mga ibang songs nila sa guitar. Grabe, kalyo sa kamay ganun.
What's your favorite Metallica album since we're on the topic?
I have a collection of yung mga favorite ano ko.
The Black Album.
Yeah. So nandito yung ano, Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman.
Unforgiven.
Nice. Wow. Napaka pristine naman ang condition.
I shifted from CDJs to turntables also. So I started collecting mga vinyls.
Nice. That's sweet.
Ito naman yung part of the collection. Kung dati puro weapons, may ikaw sa mga swords, mga balisok. Ayun naman mga vinyls na kinakollect ko. And this is one of the first vinyl I got. Ito agad. Rock.
Doon sa album na yun, walang tapon eh, from start to finish. Kahit yung mga from the, wherever, may I Roam, di ba? Parang, ang ganda ng mga songs.
Nothing Else Matters.
Nothing Else Matters.
Ganun. Lalo yung isang, ano nila, one of their event, may orchestra.
Ah, S&M.
I get you. alam mo ma.
Favorite band ko kasi yan. Favorite band ko yung Metallica.
Pala ako natin.
Na panong
lang
ako mamabubuking
age ko.
Age natin. Para tayo.
Not a lot of people know na nakisip ko.
Kasi, you know how to play drums. You know how to play piano. You know how to play guitar. Isang buong banda na yun, di ba?
Hindi ako pro ha. Ano lang ako. I just like to... try and learn. I know a little bit of this and that. Pero hindi naman ako pro na pro.
That's awesome. Yung latest na upload mo sa YouTube, parang nagpiano ka din eh. Ano yung title nung tinutugtog mo?
The latest? Over the Rainbow.
Yes.
Is someone close to me passed away. So I parang... Ganun ako eh, when I'm emotional, parang there's this connection with me and music. That's parang the way I express my, alam mo yun, yung feelings ko. Kasi hindi ako yung tipo, I'm a very quiet person when I'm sad or when I'm angry or when I'm, I'm just like very calm and reserved. It's hard to explain.
Mm-mm.
Pero dun ko na-express the music, yung nararamdaman ko. So medyo down ako na, I was feeling kind of sad, and that's when I learned to play that song sa piano.
How sweet. And I'm sorry to hear about the passing of your friend.
Yeah.
Follow-up question lang for as you being a DJ. Do you still use Pioneer? Are you still a Pioneer DJ?
Yeah. All of my things. All of my from Pioneer. I just got the S9 DJM S9 because I shifted na at ang gamit ko ngayon turntables na PLX 1000 from Pioneer DJ. So I got a new mixer, a DJM S9 from Pioneer. Ano lang, just I am ba October last year, mga ganun. So bagong bago.
How did your partnership with Pioneer start?
Ano po story nun? Basta I got my first DJ equipment, my set from Pioneer DJ, from them. I contacted them directly. I got their number online sa social media. And then, a staff responded to sa inquire ako kung magkano, ganyan-ganyan. And then later on, one of their marketing head messaged me na directly and said if I could be one of their Pioneer DJ ambassadors. I was so happy because syempre they will sponsor the equipment.
Nice.
I was happy. I got a really good deal with them and plus you support, and they would send us like yearly we get new headphones from Pioneer. And those are also my favorite din. The quality of their equipment are really talagang maganda.
Top of the line.
Top of the line, yes.
Speaking of headphones, for someone na nag-start maging audiophile, what would you recommend?
It it really depends. Kasi for DJing, iba yung headphones for DJing, iba yung headphones for production, iba yung ginagamit for just daily easy listening. For me, ang favorite headphones ko sa Pioneer is their HDJ C7. Maliit lang siya, and it fits my ear perfectly. Malalang, aliit kasi ng tenga ko. Head ko. So yung malalaking headphones, nahuhulog. And I like the sound, sobrang crisp.
Mm-mm.
And also, unlike other headphones, pag merong part na nasira, nadidetach kasi all of its parts are replaceable.
Mm.
So, kunyari, may nag-crack ganyan. Unlike other headphones, hindi mo na magagamit, diba? Like ito, you can replace the parts. So, yung una kong C7 na binigay nila sa akin, hanggang ngayon, yung pa rin yung gamit.
Yung pa rin yung gamit. Nice. That's okay. Awesome. Nag-email ka sa Pioneer to be their sponsor. Nowadays, paano ba lumalapit yung mga sponsors kay Jennifer Lee? Kasi I'm seeing your social media and you are promoting a lot of brands. Paano ba sila lumalapit sa'yo? And how do you accept them? Lahat ba ng brands na lumalapit, na-accept mo? Or do you have a certain, certain criteria to be represented by DJ Jennifer Lee?
Actually, very naman ako eh. I understand how it is to be an online seller. Kasi before I used to most of our businesses naman talaga are online.
Online so na ngayon.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And alam ko, especially sa startup period, napakahirap talaga. It's really hard to yung preparation, studying the market, marketing your products. It's really hard. So, I'm really open to helping. Hindi ako naniningil. Alam mo yun, as long as namamaayos ka, usap, maayos naman yung product.
That's so nice of you.
And as long as I read their messages of so, kasi sometimes it comes from different places and sometimes medyo flooded yung message. Pero I would try to go through my inboxes one by one. Pero mga maximum lang kaya ko talaga per inbox a day. Like, let's say mga 20-25. Yun lang ako. Kung meron ako na nabasa ko na wants to promote their products through me, tinutulong ako. I would post it on my social media and then I would try their products. And plus, libre food ko na rin yun, di ba? I get to try their products
yes.
for free. Why not? Also, we recently signed a contract with Diva, so they are now also handling our social media. They now have a digital department, Diva. So far, hindi pa naman ganun ka-strict.
Wala pang exclusivity, kumbaga.
Meron na, but hindi
meron na.
Pa
okay.
Ako masyado na warning. So I would just post it on my personal. Kasi I have like a public page, diba? So if pagka na doon sa public page or sa YouTube, let's take up XD or collaboration or to promote products, pag sa Facebook page ko na and so that will have to go through Diva. But that's why pagka may mga tinutulungan ako mga online, I would post it in my personal Facebook page. That's mine and I control that. So that's not part of the contract.
Nice. Kasi I've noticed you have a lot of social media pages, not necessarily on Facebook. If I'm not mistaken, you have 4 Instagram accounts. Tama ba? Or nadagdagan na siya?
Ilan na ba? Hindi ko na maalala.
Kasi ang pina-follow ko is Chef Jennifer Lee, Ninja Jennifer Lee, Lilux Jennifer Lee, and yung DJ Jennifer Lee, which is your main account. Tama ba?
Thank you for following.
Of course, you are one of the nicest person in social media. And speaking of your fans, correct me, am I overthinking it? Since you are, since you are in the music industry as well, your fans is called LSS. Charlie Lee Solid Supporters.
Actually,
am I overthinking it na music LSS last song syndrome? Tama ba? Or nagkataon lang?
Parang no. I think nagkataon. Or maybe they thought of it then. I have a fan page called Jennifer Lee Loves na sila din yung nag-create and then they would like, you know, they would try to get updated with my events and all, and they would go to my events. Surprising talaga, pumupunta sila, and they're all very supportive. But itong LSS, nabuo to when I started streaming, when I was gaming,
mm-mm,
and I was like gaming, they were always present every day. So, naging barkada sila, and lima lang sila. They created this group on Facebook, and then they added me. That's how I met them. And then yun, naging kaibigan ko na sila. Because they're very, you know, supportive. Every time I'm online, nandito sila.
I'm not sure if you can still recall. I tried joining LSS, and then you asked permission from them pa.
Oh, my God. Happening, and sabi ko sa kanila if it's okay, sabi nila sige, i-screen ka daw, interviewin ka daw. It just, ewan ko na ano nangyari, I just post send your name there. Hindi kasi na ano eh, they're all there then.
Mm-mm.
Like they have work, niya goes to office, tapos yeah, everyone goes, they all have work. Kasi isa naman na sa people na sila everyday. So ano din, no? Busy din sila. Like ngayon, di na nga rin kami masyadong active kaya mag-message chat. Puro ano na lang, good morning, good night.
So talagang active pala yung ano, may yung LSS na GC. Mga yeah. Lee Solid Supporters talaga, di ba?
Ay, iba-iba. LSS is one. But meron din mga may younger. Ulat ako nagla-livestream ako, may 10-year-old na sumali din sa amin.
Nasa stream? Ah, talaga?
Mawadi siya ng group. Tapos sila. Mga kid! Ang cute-cute. So, nakakatuwa. And I'm very, ano, how do you say it? I'm a very approachable person. As much as I can, I want to say hi and, you know, meet more people as much as I can talaga.
How sweet of you. Let's go back in time naman muna. How many diplomas do you have? How many diplomas is under your belt?
I only have one. Supposedly two siya, because when I studied at Enduran Colleges, tinukha kong degree is double degree nila, Culinary Arts and Hotel Administration. But no, last semester ko, I decided na tapusin ko lahat ng culinary arts subjects ko. So, makasabay ko yung ano, yung batch of graduates. Para makagraduate na ako. So, naiwan yung, I only have like 3 or 4 subjects na lang sa hotel administration to get my diploma. Pero nung graduate na ako ng culinary arts, sabi ko, sige, I'll take a break. Kasi hindi na ako nakabalik mo na yun. Isa lang yung nakuha ko. But I want to. Gusto kong tapusin 14 na lang yun, di ba? So,
oo naman.
Soon, maging dalawa.
Hopefully. Yeah, soon. Hopefully. Yun nga, yung mga digital art, yung pagiging chef. Parang ang dami eh.
So, I have culinary arts. Tapos digital marketing. May mga specialist tracks ako ng certificates, and music production at Point Blank School of Creativity. Ngayon, I'm taking up acting naman, Lee Stress. But ano siya, method acting naman siya. Online for siya sa New York.
Wow.
So, Di ba naman nagsistart? So, first week of May pa yun.
So, do you have to go to New York to conduct that?
Online.
Online din.
Yun naman din. Well, di naman maganda kasi with the pandemic, there's so much going on, right? Pero at least, there are a lot of mga courses na you can take online now na dati wala, diba? So, a lot of these courses, yun ang maganda, you can take your second degree online now. Like, if I already know, I want to take up another degree, sana. Pero isa-isa muna, unahin ko lang itong acting workshop.
Nice. Kasi I also believe that, you know, learning never stops, 'di ba? So on a daily basis, we learn a lot of things, and that's part of life. And that's also maybe one of the reasons as to why a lot of fans like you. It's because you are very well versed sa kung napakaraming bagay, 'di ba? Parang Jen knows it all eh.
Di naman. How I wish.
Again. Since you are also a music producer, what's the favorite song that you've ever produced?
Oh, my favorite? Best of Me. Same sister ko yung kumanta. So that song, we featured my sister, CG. She yung vocalist sa band namin. So now, if you hear this song, nalalaman niya kung why. It's really sensual. Ang lamig ng boses niya. Diba? Pero, nung time na yun pala, sa band, 90s kasi ko. She was our rapper. Rapper siya. Then, meron kami another, dalawa sila, yung isa si Corey. Ano siya, nag-growl.
Nag-growl, yeah. Kasi yun yung uso nung time na yun, di ba? Yun yung uso, yung mga slap shock, so cheese. Kamikaze, yung mga nag-growl. Baka may ano, baka may Greyhounds. Ayan.
Linkin Park. Si Corey, nung nag-play kasi kami sa Lumban Music Festival, yung Woodstock. Nung nag-growl niya, alam mo na ito, tapos grabe. Nagulat sila eh. Ang saya. Fun times.
Nice. Oo nga, naalala ko yung ano, yung era na yon. Anyway, Jen, I know you grew up in Malaysia, di ba? But you studied in Laguna ba? Tama?
I studied in Malaysia. Intermediate. Doon kasi iba, dito yung intermediate. Kinder. Sa... It's a British school called Fairview School in KL. Tapos bumalik kami dito sa Laguna ako, sa hometown namin, sa ano ako nag-aral, sa Adramuna, and then sa Calios Elementary School, and then sa Uksips, and then college since po.
Balikan ko lang ng konti, kasi napanood ko dun sa isang vlog mo
na
na Straa player ka.
Was it Straa or Batang Pilipinas? Kasi parang nag-transition yun eh, during my training period eh, nung time na yun. Yeah, ano, varsity player ako when I was in high school.
Anong sport?
Taekwondo.
Yun nga.
Yeah.
Can you still recall what year yun?
Ang tagal. Two thousands. Yeah.
Kasi naglaro din ako sa Straa nung parang mga same year nung sayo. I'm just not sure.
1999, 2000
noon. Mm-mm, nakaganan. Kasi I also play table tennis. Varsity din ako ng table tennis. And then I've watched na sinabi mo dun sa isang vlog mo na nag player ka ng either Straa or Batang Pinoy, andun din ako for sure.
Diba? Galing. Mahirap yun ako. Tuduling ako dun sa labi. Yung brother ko magaling dyan. Ako hindi.
Ba talaga?
Malabong mata ko eh. Hindi ko pwede sa mga tiktik, badminton. Basta yung mabilis yun. Hindi ko nakikita.
final two questions, Jen. As an artist, what's your greatest achievement?
I guess it's my music. That's one thing I'm really proud of. Plus my DJ career, because it's an amazing feeling when you're out there and you're playing music and everyone's dancing to your sound, diba? And they're all dancing at the same time to one beat. I mean, parang it feels like everyone has this common ground, which is music, despite how different people are, diba? Different background, different culture. Pag nagsama-sama sila dyan and they're all dancing to the same beat, it's an amazing feeling that you're able to gather everyone to unite and dance and celebrate life. So I think for me talaga, it's music.
Yeah, I agree. Music unites people. Okay, speaking of music, final question. What's your go-to mix pag nagpa-perform ka?
Song? Go-to song?
Yes, go-to song. Yeah.
Yeah, there is just no really one track that... It really depends. It really depends on the mood of the crowd, on the crowd. There are some tracks na sobrang parang timeless. Like, every time you play it, everyone would just dance to it. Mm-hmm. And they would all like... do Rock pa rin.
Rock pa rin eh. Queen.
Yeah. Rock, yeah. Queen. Yeah, they would. Tsaka, hindi hear na the riff. Then, Yeah. You can never go wrong with
it. Jen, may nagpahabol na question. Pero ito personal daw.
Okay.
Are you single and ready to mingle?
I don't know about the ready to mingle. I am a person who lives a love field. Like, I'm always surrounded by people. I'm happy where I am.
Yeah. Para safe. Dinaan ako sa showbiz, oh. Okay, Jen, it's your opportunity now. Promote whatever you like. What's your future project? And invite everyone to follow you on your page. Come on.
Yes. Guys, please watch Steel. It's an action comedy movie po. Palabas na sa Viva Max. Ayan. Kung hindi nyo po napapanood last January sa cinemas, ay mapapanood nyo na po online on Viva Max. You can also download the app if you're using your phones, and please support our online businesses, Steakhouse Manila, Lilox Official, and Bicotour Manila Shop. And you can follow us on IG and on Facebook. And please follow me on my page, DJ Jennifer Lee, and on YouTube, na wala pa masyadong content. Don't worry, soon, maggagawa na tayo ng more contents. Nintay ko lang yung aking vaccine. Calling on. Sino ba pwede? Hindi, naka-unregister. Okay, alam mo yun. Iniintay ko na lang eh.
Yeah. Nice. That's phenomenal.
So, hopefully, sinagawa. Thank you!
With that said, there's really nothing else left to do. Hit that like button if you like this type of content. Smash it if that's your something into 2021 style. Give us a follow. Subscribe if you aren't already. And we'll see you in the next one. Assuming that we all survive. Let's make the needy techie. Peace!